Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, we know all you want to do is just survive the holidays, so we have some apps to help turn that frown upside down.
Holidays are so sad and hard.
Plus bacon and a Yule log that takes it up a notch. And our get ready to enter the room again.
All of that and Festivus. For the rest of us.
We got a poll.
On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple products are worth at gazelle.com. And by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere, on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/iPad today to start your free two-week trial. Yes, welcome to iPad Today, the show where Sarah Lane and I, Leo Laporte, explicate the intricacies and mysteries of this little thing we know as the iPad.
And it's a very confusing little gadget. You know, you press a button and all of a sudden there's light. Little boxes, and you say,
actually,
ooh, what does it do? What do I talk to it?
I iPad in bed at night.
You iPad in bed at night. Me too. I sleep with it. It's my little partner.
Mm-hmm. But you, the difference between you and me is you're alone. I have somebody on the other side of the bed.
But you're like, get out of the way.
So on Android, the buttons don't make noise because they're just capacitive buttons. Every time, it's dead silent in the room. And I don't want anybody to know I'm on my iPad. So I cover it up, the light. So I do this with it. Then I press the home. You have to press the home button to get out of the app. And it goes click.
No, you don't. You can use finger gestures. Turn those on in your settings. And never
I use
bother.
Finger gestures, but they never worked before. Oh, you mean
never
like
bother
that.
Your sleeping partner again.
Thank you. See, this is why
That's
I watch
it.
The show.
On the fly.
That's why I watch the show. So what is the... So I'm in an app, and the finger gesture to go out of the app. Is what? Five fingers?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
you
it's
might
not
have
it
turned on.
No, it did work.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You get better at it over
Sarah
time.
Sarah Lane, you just saved my marriage.
Good.
And I'm not even married.
Wow. I mean, I'm basically a sort of a time-traveling genie. Cool.
Now, if you just explain whose socks these are, all will be well.
I can't help you with that, man. I think that's something that you're going to have to deal with on your own.
So today, we're going to help you get through the holidays. Now, you love Christmas. I'm sure you love Christmas. No?
Bah humbug.
Really? Are you a bah humbug?
Okay, no, that's not really true. I'm half kidding. I like the holidays. I really, you know, I grew up around here. So it's not like I have to do a lot of traveling. I don't have to go to an airport. I never really
Your mom's
have.
Right there.
Mom's close. You know, it's easy to see each other. So I know that I have it really good. But, you know, sometimes the holidays kind of... They end up being stressful. Traffic's bad.
It's stressful for everybody because you got to shop, and it's kind of hard to find a gift that you think somebody will like. You got to put some thought into
right.
it. And it's true. Sometimes getting together with the whole family,
right?
You know, I mean, you love your mom, but maybe you're not crazy about your aunt. Some of your cousins, some of them are a little strange. That kind of thing. So that's stressful.
And then if
you're making the meal, that can be I mean, I think all of these. Holidays are stressful.
Sure.
So we're going to help you.
It's a little tongue-in-cheek saying surviving the holidays because, of course, it's supposed to be a time of love.
I love Christmas.
And caring and Yuletide gay.
I am gay on the Christmas. I'm gay for Christmas.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So we got apps. We got ideas.
We do. And my first is, it's no real theme besides, hey, this is like cool stuff that you can either say, I love all of you. I'm going to go watch football in the next room. And then,
that's a good one.
And then just go disappear with an app.
The NFL app is actually a great app.
It's
if you're
not
into
bad.
Football. This
yeah.
is the time of year you want, especially this year, you really want to be paying attention. You have an excuse.
Absolutely. Or you just use that as an excuse so that your Uncle Bob says, oh, yeah, oh, so cool. Go watch the game with you in a few minutes.
Oh,
but
that's
you're really
not good.
Just playing with your
Pinterest.
new app. Well, maybe Pinterest.
That would get rid of Uncle Bob quick.
Or maybe something that's very timely because it's out in theaters. It's your new Hobbit official visual companion.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, I want this.
Now, is this a companion for the movie or a companion for the book?
HarperCollins. So it's a book companion, but obviously timely because of
it. It looks like it's got the movie graphics and stuff.
Oops.
Smaug turned out the light.
Yeah, there's
oh, there it is. I can see
it now. Cool opening thing.
So here is the Middle Kingdom, Middle Earth.
Yeah, so it's I mean, it's like any
locate the coins
Tolkien type of
well, the reason story. I ask is I've been rereading. There's been a nice little tradition. We put a fire in the fireplace and we read a chapter every night of the original Hobbit book. Very, very different from the movie.
Is that really what you're doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Very, very. Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great book to read out loud. It's a kid's book.
Well, that's like saying, yeah, Song of Ice and Fire is different from the Game of Thrones series. I mean, they're.
Oh, it's more different, though. I wouldn't read Song of Ice and Fire out loud to my kids,
right,
for one thing. But The Hobbit really was, Tolkien wrote this before The Lord of the Rings as a book for children. And it's written for children the way you read it, the cadence is written, I think, to be read out loud to kids. The movie is it's kind of different, I think. It's not exactly the same. I love reading the book out loud. But this, though, now these look like the original Tolkien, somewhat like the original Tolkien maps. So let's do something, though. I mean,
okay, hold
it's
on.
Ominous.
Chill out.
I'm ominous.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. Where's my little, I'm supposed to have a little key here. Hey, where's my little key?
You're stuck in the middle.
I'm stuck in Mordor. Just my luck.
You're never getting out.
Worst Christmas ever. Oh, here we go.
There's a light there. This is a little bit like Google did this with the Google Maps. They actually have the middle.
I was just in a weird spot. So yeah. What's neat is that, yeah, because of the way that the maps are kind of this 3D flying type of a thing, yeah, it forces you to pay more attention over where you are. And then, yeah, when you find something like, I'm on the objects right now, so I'm like, okay, well, what's Nenya? Galadriel, where's Nenya? The Ring of Adamant on the Ring of Water. One of the three get 11 rings of power. Got it. Galadriel may be a match for even the worst evil that walks abroad. Test your knowledge. And then you can do, like, a fun little quiz thing. So, I mean, this is
Lord of the Rings material right here, I believe. I don't think Galadriel makes a big appearance in The Hobbit, does she?
Oh, screw you.
In fact, I don't even think the three men, the three rings, or the whatever they are, the four rings, that comes later. That's something that was added for the Lord of the Rings. You got water. Galadriel wears the water
ring.
Sweet.
And, you know, so it's really...
It's for nerds.
Totally. But, I mean, a lot of people are Lord of the Rings / Hobbit nerds. And right now, a lot of people have seen the new Hobbit movie. It's good to find one of our cool characters. And here we go. We've got a bunch of people over in Rivendell. And
the last homely house.
Yeah, so it's part map.
Oh, it's movie.
Well, because that's how we feel. That's how we think of the characters now.
Right.
Now you're all.
That's
sad
Mr.
About
Smith
it.
In the Matrix. That's what I can't really get him as Elrond.
I feel like Mr. Smith. I feel the same way when I watch the Matrix.
Like, you say it's Elrond.
Get out of that suit.
Elrond. What are you doing?
Stop it. Yeah, so it's great. It's part map. You learn a little this way. It's part just sort of like wiki type information about the characters and where you are and the world and the whole thing. And then it's part kind of fun game. It is $5. So, you know, decide, make sure that you're into it. And maybe make sure that you're up on your movies / books before you pay too much attention because there might
be spoilers
in there.
That trivia is
tough. Yeah.
That trivia is tough.
It's fun, though.
What would the holidays be without a roaring fire in the fireplace? Well, if you don't have a fireplace, it's probably best not to set a roaring fire in your hearth. But you can get a Yule log. Now, we were searching before the show for the perfect Yule log.
Yeah.
I have to say, this is awesome. First of all, it's a beautiful Yule log. And it's free. Many of the other Yule logs are paid apps. And best of all, it has music, free music, from She and Him. You know who She and Him are. That's Zooey Deschanel's band.
Right, and the guy.
I don't know who he is.
I never remember his name. I'm sorry.
Well, she's a movie star, and he's some guy.
But they're both, you know.
She does the singing.
Yeah.
He plays the ukulele. What's nice is this is completely free. Now, you can buy this song for your music library, but as you're watching the Yule log, you'll get the album, you'll get a little Yule log, and this, I think, is really important. You don't just have to watch it on your iPad. It has AirPlay. So you can send it to your AirPlay-compatible device, which I guess is an Apple TV, and watch this on your big screen TV. And now you have a lovely Roaring Yule Log with its own accompanied music. Wow, we have it. Look at that.
It's weird. It's like
beautiful.
I don't seem to have access to go in front of the log. Only you do. Kind of crazy.
No, I can't go in front of the log either.
Oh.
So I can go in front of the log this
way.
Oh.
That's so insane.
Okay. So this is their album, A Very She and Him Christmas. I guess you got to do a Christmas album if you're a popular group. And they have, you know, the Christmas Waltz, Christmas Day, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Some of these songs really suck. Maybe It's Cold Outside. Can we never hear that again?
Oh, it's my favorite Christmas song.
But it's like, forcing someone to...
I know.
It's a little
weird. If you really think about it, it's not Christmassy at all.
It's a little
borderline.
There's
no Christmas at all. It's like, don't go outside, stay here.
It's like, no, I'm
not
letting
you... While I slowly take off your clothes and get you drunk.
I'm not letting you leave.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
And then she says, my parents will be worried. So she's obviously like 12. It's a creepy song. Strangely enough,
it's your favorite song.
I really like it.
Well, maybe if Zoe sings
we'll all feel better
about life.
It's a classic male-female duet. And so there are so many great Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, so many great teams that have done that. But you're right. When you think about the words, it's pretty darn creepy.
A little creepy.
Yeah. Do they do that?
What do you mean?
Maybe it's cold outside, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Now, I guess you...
I can see Zoe being all breathy and cutesy.
It's maybe the...
Yeah. Oh, my parents...
See, I was going to ask you if you wanted to do that.
Gotta go home.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to do that song, but I guess I won't.
My parents are so cold outside.
You with liquor. So, all right. You got the Yule Log. Here's another fun little game. We've mentioned this before. I think this was an AppCap some time ago. It's called Little Inferno.
Yeah.
Don't you love this?
Yes.
So, this is another way to have a Yule Log. Little Inferno is I think, one of the sweetest, funnest little games in which you're setting things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It just plays to the pyro in us all. The idea is, let's play an existing game so you can see some stuff going on. The idea is you have this little incinerator, and you have stuff to throw in the incinerator, and the more stuff you throw in there, the happier the incinerator will be. I don't know if there's much more to that. You can throw things like toys in there. Let's see, how do I pick it? I forgot. It's been so long since I played it. The other thing that's fun is you mix and match these, right? So let's say this. And how do I get these?
I think it's 10 cents.
Do I not have any money? Is that what's going on? I can't burn anything.
If you go back. Go back. Now you're choosing stuff.
Oh, then you have to buy
it.
I haven't bought it yet. No wonder. Yeah. All right, there you go. It's been a while since I played this game. All right, we'll just get a few things that we could put in our inferno. And
really is like for a pyromaniac.
The idea is to keep the fire going. So you see, when you buy something, it takes a little while for it to appear in its box. There it is. And now I can set it on fire. And everything has... Golly. Have I forgotten how to play this game? Nothing's burning. These are the combos I've already figured out. Been a while since I played. Anyway, a lot of fun, and how do I get a fire going here?
Leo.
Aha! Once you get a fire going...
There you go.
And then you can combine things, and it really money comes out and things, and it just really satisfies. It's in ways
the pyro
that...
In all
the
of
pyro
us.
In all of us.
Stop and buying things to fry.
Well, you need more things to burn, otherwise the fire goes out, right?
Yeah, right.
And lots of fun things come out of different combinations. There probably is some strategy to this. Oh, you got to burn the little spiders when they
creep. It looks like there's a monkey on fire in your inferno.
Yeah, that's the inferno.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody that sends you messages, and it's just a fun game. The idea is to keep it going. And I don't really know much about the strategy. I don't even know if there is
any. You know what this is good for? For reals? It's good for practice so that you know that when you actually have a real Yule log this holiday season...
You'll know how to keep it going.
You know that you can't just... Throw some wood on there and walk away.
That's right.
You've got to stoke the flames.
Oh, so watch. We should burn our TV, shouldn't we?
Yeah, kill your television.
Look at that go up.
Yeah.
This is like an interactive Yule log. Okay, let's put the plushie on.
It's an interactive Yule log.
Yeah.
Plus, it allows you to burn things that, you know,
you're not allowed to
household
burn.
Items that you're probably not supposed to burn.
Oh, should we burn the raccoon plushie toy? Kevin and Rose would enjoy that. There it goes. And then you get little coins out of it. This is the funnest game ever, and it's a little weird and creepy.
It's
I think it really was a lot of fun. And perfect for the holiday season. Because you know what it does? You could say, I'm doing the Yule log, and you're getting your frustrations out. There goes Aunt Matilda.
All right.
There goes Cousin Jeffy.
So instead of burning your relatives, I thought maybe I would go in a whole different direction and say, this holiday season, you might not spend a lot of time with anybody. Mm. By choice or, money restraints or whatever, you might be alone. But instead of wallowing in your self-pity...
Okay.
What?
No, you're right.
It's sometimes people are, they
Nothing
can't be
Nothing wrong. I like my alone time.
I love my alone time. I'm going to be alone at least part of the holidays. It's fine with me. But this is an app for somebody who wants to write the great American novel during some time off. This is a brand new app. It's called Writer Pro. And I'm going to tell
this
you...
It's not NaNoWriMo anymore.
It's not, no. That was only
that was
in November.
Last month, yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, you could still use the properties of that as a stepping point.
Dear Diary.
Writer...
I hate Aunt Matilda more than life itself.
Writer.pro is the website to go to find out a little bit more. In fact, yeah, Brian, if we just watch a little bit of this video, it's kind of short. It gives you a really good sense of what they're trying to do here. What they're trying to do is, let's say you're honestly trying to write... I don't know, some sort of a long-form article, a novel, something like that.
That's hard work.
It's really hard work.
Yeah.
You have sort of three components of it. You've got your notes process where you're just writing stuff down.
Right.
Maybe you've got characters and you just kind of...
You just dump it in there.
You're just getting it out.
Getting it out there.
Yeah, and then the next area is the writing area where you're, okay, now you're starting to put stuff into complete sentences and get stuff into focus and make your paragraphs. Well, after that, and then, you kind of just, any writer will say to you, you just start writing, Don't worry about what it looks like. Just get all of your thoughts out. Then you go to the edit area.
Don't edit yet. Edit later.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And then you can do things like, hey, let's highlight all my adjectives and find out if I used the word, very or gorgeous too many times, and started repeating myself, which can kind of be like a sloppy writing thing. This is a very, very robust writing tool for people who are serious about putting something together that's really amazing. That's somebody on the team explaining how it works. So, yeah, I've got it open now. And what it'll do is populate with, your notes area. It'll kind of give you just a sense of, okay, well, this is how you would sort of start, notes area. And then, of course, when you want to read it looks really nice like this. So I say, okay, all right, I'm going to start something new. I'm in my edit area. And you kind of just, I'm not actually going to write anything right now because we don't have time for that.
Don't edit. Nope. Just let it all come out.
Yep. You're just doing all your stuff.
No editing.
Doing all your stuff.
Okay, maybe a little editing.
A little bit of editing. I was actually in the editing section, so that doesn't make any sense. So this is your notes section. You can see that it has a custom keyboard. It's designed to be, tabbed through, and there are certain punctuation that they would think you would want to use, ellipses and that sort of thing on a more regular basis. And it's awesome. But it's $20. $20.
And you have to write on your iPad, which is not fun.
Well, use a Bluetooth keyboard.
Yeah, but then you won't get the special keyboard.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. There is something to that. I was at the Apple store the other day. I got a new iPhone because my other one's antenna died.
Right.
You heard that story?
Did they give you a free one?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's under warranty.
It's under warranty, yeah.
Yeah, it's only 2 months old.
So they didn't give you a hard time. They just said, yeah.
No. They said, the antenna isn't a replaceable part. We're just going to have to give you a new iPhone. And I was like, okay. Sucks. So it'll be all shiny and not scratched. And I had dropped the other one a few times.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's probably why the antenna shook loose.
I deserve nothing nice because I can't take care of my things. But when I was at the Apple store, they're all walking around with their iPads. And they're such good typers. Honestly,
I guess you get used to it.
Those Genius Bar guys and gals are really, they're very nimble on their iPads.
Seems like it'd be hard on your fingertips because you're just hitting glass. Nothing gives.
Well, then one of the guy that was helping me was on a mini and the guy next to him was on a full size. And I said, how do you choose? Because they're running their own specialty software.
Right.
And they said, it's just what we prefer.
What you like.
Yeah. What you prefer. I don't know. It can be done. Anyway, that's Writer Pro. It's something to look into.
As little typing as I can on the iPad. There may be a Mac.
I don't mind it so much. Yeah. I've actually found myself typing on the iPad quite often.
So there's two kinds of people during the holidays. There's the adults. There's the people who are trying to have a good time. And then there's the kids who are annoying, running around.
They're germ carriers.
Carrying germs.
That's how we all get sick. Yeah. And that's what ruins January is
farting.
Is children.
And that's why...
Farting.
you didn't want me to do this. But I think because it's free and because it's Santa, that
this... What is Santa about this? There's nothing Santa about this. You've been swindled out of 99 cents, my friend. That's what happened.
It's got a little
bacon
bender.
Farts.
All right. You're right. But it's a bit, you know,
wait,
it's even better.
I want to hear Plum Putin.
See, this brings the whole family together.
Stupid.
I'm telling you, this brings the whole.
Oh, my goodness.
This brings the whole family
together. That sounded like a video game a little bit. It was like a level up,
yeah,
Mario Brothers.
These are not what I would call authentic farts.
This is when your 3-year-old keeps begging for candy corn. Wait, no, candy corn's Halloween. When your 3-year-old keeps begging for pumpkin pie, then you say, no, here are some bacon farts. Go
so you'd
play.
Wonder, you know, the fart app's been around as long as it's been an iPhone. You'd wonder, what could you do to update it to make it more interesting, to give it some... So, first of all, bacon. Everything's better with bacon. Santa. And a bender.
I don't understand. Okay, so it's Santa and it's funny names.
It doesn't have to do with
like
anything.
Like mincemeat.
By the way, you don't have to be Santa.
By the way...
You could have a Thanksgiving edition too.
Oh yeah, let's get a head start on next year, guys. What is mincemeat, by the way? Can someone explain that to me? Oh,
mincemeat. Well,
that one's
you chop
rolling
up
slowly.
You chop up a few things.
Uh huh.
Usually it
it's
would
not
be
not a dessert.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Usually be raisins.
Uh-huh.
Suet.
Uh-huh.
So you can't eat it because suet.
What's that?
Oh, you don't want to know.
But it's dessert?
Suet is...
It's made of entrails and it's dessert?
No, it's sort of like it. Suet is the fat that layers around organs.
Nope, I'm out. Don't need to know anymore. Won't be having any mincemeat this year.
And what else is in there? There's raisins, there's suet,
oh,
and there's
my
a few
God.
Other things.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
It's good. You don't like mincemeat? You don't have to use suet.
Well, you know, I've asked people in the past, and they say, you know, it's mince. It's mince.
Mince merely means chopped. There is no meat in mincemeat. It is usually dried fruits and things like that.
Okay.
Chopped dried fruit, distilled spirits and spices.
Oh, gosh.
And then sometimes beef suet or maybe a little beef and venison.
I know we seem like we're going off the rails, but there's probably some sort of mincemeat informational app out there that can help bring us all together.
There's a... The mincemeat is good. I like it.
I don't know.
What it is, basically, is chopped dried fruit and a little bit of, brandy or something. It's good.
Okay. I'll take your
word
for
it. And you could put citron and stuff like that. Candied lemon peel
there's
and stuff.
Beef in the 19th century recipe.
Yeah, sometimes they put beef or venison
in
it.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Modern mincemeat typically does not contain suet, beef, or venison.
That is a barf pie right there. That's what that is.
No, it's good.
Barf pie.
You've never had mincemeat pie?
No. I will stick with pecan, and you
pecan's
can have,
fabulous.
You can have my mincemeat, and
pecan's fabulous.
We'll agree to disagree. So you've got the Hobbit companion,
right?
You might be going to the Hobbit on Christmas Day.
I am. I haven't seen it yet.
Are you?
I cannot wait.
I'm going to Anchorman 2.
That'll be good too.
Mom, you didn't know about that yet.
That's festive. Mom wants to see that. She loves
actually,
Will Ferrell.
Actually, no. She.
Oh no.
All
moms
did watch
love
that
to laugh.
Movie and she,
moms love to laugh.
Yeah, moms love. Well, last year we went and saw Django Unchained. Not very Christmassy.
And not very laughing either.
But we loved it.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Not for everybody,
yeah.
But it was very fun. Not festive, but fun. You've got your She and Him Yule Log.
That's pretty good. You got to admit.
You've got Writer Pro if you want to kind of do the Stephen King thing and just be like, holidays.
I'm going to go and
house in the woods.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
And then you've got Bacon Farts, and it's Santa edition, so that's how you know it's good.
I'm lifting the tenor up, raising the tenor of this, of this show to the clouds.
So that is our holiday survival roundup for this show. Hopefully you got as much out of it as we did. If you want to go over any of these apps again or get the links to find them in the App Store if you have any problem, Writer Pro took me a minute to find because it's brand new. You can always go to twit.tv/IPT.
Are you a writer?
Well, I fancy myself a writer, but I'm sort of one of those writers who doesn't actually write anything.
But if you...
But I keep saying I'm going to
write like short stories,
my
novels,
memoir,
fiction? Oh, your memoirs.
Well, see, I...
That would be bad for me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to read those. I'll get the book. I'll look in the index. There won't be any mention to me.
Oh,
be
I see. You're worried that you won't get enough credit in my memoirs. I feel like my life needs to... I've got... Hopefully...
You've got more life
I've
to go.
I've got some more life to live got a before lot memoirs are appropriate.
Yeah.
But no, I like the idea. Like, I want to be a cool writer. I want to be the next...
You know what you should write?
Dave Eggers.
A romance à clef. So it would be your memoirs, but it would be all obfuscated, so nobody would know who it is. It'd be a story like your story, but different. So
do I not tell anybody that I wrote it, or do they know that I wrote it? Because no. Everybody would know who they were.
Right.
It's all out there anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll come back to this when we're not
doing
the show.
I like this idea, though.
About iPads. Do you?
Yeah.
Good. Quick reminder that our show, so exciting. We have one more show after this show in 2013. It's going to be sort of our year-end roundup. It's going to be a lot of fun.
About that, yeah.
After that, starting the first week of January. No, the second week of January, because the first week, January 2nd, is a Thursday, so it'll be regular time.
And then January 9th, you're right. That's when we change our time.
Right. Well, I think it's January 6th, the Monday.
Because we would be on January 9th, but instead we'll be on January 6th.
Exactly.
You're exactly
we're
right.
Moving to Mondays, and we're moving to 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be right after TNT, first thing Monday morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. And please do, you know, keep that on your calendar if you like watching the live show. Obviously, if you watch on demand, you can watch or listen whenever you like.
There's a lot of stuff that goes in the live show that never makes it to the download. Mostly me hitting on Sarah, stuff like that. So that's why
you don't hit on me.
No, I don't. I should.
He doesn't. He's like, ugh, sick of you.
No, you are
sick
so wrong. Look how nice we look together right now.
We do.
We look like we belong together.
We
like
belong
bookends.
Together. That's not a real song. Every day for eternity.
She and me.
Ah.
See, why they didn't call it she and me is beyond me. So
it's
let's
all about,
take that.
I don't know.
She and him.
Meh.
It's all third person.
They're mixing their...
Put some first person
I don't
in
like
there.
It. Zoe, you can't make up all the rules, okay?
You know what? How could we have missed the most important holiday app of all? Slingbox.
That is kind of stupid.
Right? So you're there. Everybody's watching football. Christmas Day. You want to watch It's a Wonderful Life. What do? You fire up the Slingbox. You log into your home theater system where you have TiVo'd or DVR'd all the best holiday movies. And you watch them on your iPad, on your iPhone, your Android device, your tablet, your desktop. Slingbox is the ultimate way to get your home theater system onto the internet so you can watch it from anywhere, even within the house. It's in the house. So it all starts by getting a Slingbox for your home. You can get the Slingbox 350. I love the new Slingbox 500. It's got built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, makes it very easy to set up. You've got full 1080p, very high res. And then you get your Slingbox application on your whatever device. On your iPad, the Slingbox or the Sling app is just fabulous. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Sling app is just fabulous. You can watch live high-def TV on your iPad. You can program and play back your DVR. If you forget to record It's a Wonderful Life, you could set it and record it and watch it later. Not just for traveling, though. I mean, your backyard, your garage, your basement, your restaurant. Wherever you are, you can watch TV. And you don't have to buy any special programming packages because... Yeah, there's no monthly fees. You already own it all. Never miss a show you want to watch in high def. Get your Slingbox today. Best Buy or Amazon or slingbox.com/twit. But that would be a great holiday gift.
It really would.
Have one.
It really would.
That really. Anybody who travels or just, you know, wants to make their iPad a portable TV.
Especially
player.
Because if you're explaining the concept for the first time to somebody, they're like, you shouldn't be able to do that. How do you
yeah,
be able to do that?
I think
so
a lot of people
really
do that.
It's a really good gift.
I think a lot of people say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that legal?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Legit.
Yeah.
Hey, so there's quite a bit of news, even though it's usually sort of a quiet month, not in Apple land. First piece of news is that by February 1st,
yes.
Feb 1,
yes.
All new app submissions must be optimized for iOS 7.
Wow.
That's the new rule.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, that means that...
they look?
Well, it's how they look. You know, it's utilizing the new keyboard, AirDrop. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that on the dev side you have to make sure that you're building into your app so that it takes advantage of what iOS 7 is capable of.
Yeah.
And Apple's saying, well, you know, it's been out long enough. You got till Feb 1. Make it so.
That's really unusual. I can't think of any in history, Apple or any other company saying, you have to update your app to go with our new operating system, or we're not going to put it on the App Store. But, of course, this is all new, the idea of a company controlling the App Store and saying only stuff we approve can be sold for our iPhone. But I think that's unprecedented, and I think it's kind of draconian to say it has to be iOS 7. There are some examples. You know, we were talking on MacBreak Weekly, the Hue app. I have those Hue lights from Philips, and you control them with an app. And on the original Hue app, you would slide up from the bottom to get access to the controls. Well, obviously, on iOS 7 with the control center, you can't, because when you slide up from the bottom, you get the control center. So that's an example of you clearly need to fix apps that don't work properly in iOS 7. If you've got something sliding up from the bottom, you probably should go to the hamburger menu or whatever it is that people use instead. But to say you have
the hamburger menu.
You've seen it all the time. You know, you have where they have the, like Facebook does it, where there's a menu on the left that you can slide open. And it's got a stack of lines. For some reason, I guess they think those stack of lines look like a hamburger. Or they call that the hamburger menu.
Really?
I didn't know that until, I think Gina Trapani told me that.
Oh, she didn't make it up.
No, that's the programmer's term.
I had no idea.
So, but that is the preferred, and you see it everywhere now on apps, the preferred way to kind of hide.
At this point, you sort of say, the settings must be over here.
You expect it.
Yeah.
And that is the argument, the reasonable argument that you might make if you're Apple. And I think this is something I've complained about with iOS in general, is because standards were kind of loose about how apps worked, every app had a different way of doing things, and you had to figure out each app separately. Because there isn't a drop-down menu. There's not the traditional kinds of hints as to how to do stuff. Didn't you experience this when you get new apps? You swipe around, you try to figure out how stuff works. So it does kind of make sense for Apple to say, no, we have user interface standards. You adhere to those. You're ready for iOS 7, or we're not going to put you in the App Store. So, that's the other side of that argument. I just feel like it's awfully authoritarian to say.
Well, it is, but at the same time, iOS 7 has a crazy adoption rate. And, so most people are on iOS 7 anyway. And part of that is that's how you create a close to unified experience.
Yeah.
Is you as the gatekeepers of the App Store say, well, no, it's kind of got to have these certain features or you're going to confuse people.
I guess.
I can see it both ways.
It does make it easier for people. And that's why Apple says, look, this is why we're so tough.
Yeah.
We're thinking about the user. We want to make a consistent experience for the user, and I admire that.
So, do you know, we've talked about it in the past, the Opera iPad app called Coast?
Yeah, they just sent me like a press kit and said, download Coast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, probably because they just, they've sort of had a hard time. Browsers, alternative browsers, I mean, unless you're Google, it's tough to get anybody to not use Safari, because it's like, how different can a browser really be on your iPad? We've talked about alternative browsers. There are a lot of them, but I find that I have a hard time sticking with any of them unless I just don't really.
You know why?
Why?
Because you can't change the default browser.
That's true.
So if you had a browser, if you really liked Chrome, and you could say to the iPad, whenever we need a browser, would you please launch Chrome? You'd probably make that shift.
Mm-hmm.
But you always are going to get Safari when you click a link in Mail or whatever. So you might as well just stick with Safari. That's why I stick with
I use, not on my iPad for some curious reason, but I use Chrome as my default browser on my iPhone. Yeah, because most of the apps I use the most give you the option to open links in Chrome.
They're all Google apps.
I mean, not... Well, and Tweetbot, too.
Right.
It's like...
So you did do that, though.
Yeah, it can be done.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of making myself use something.
Have you used the Opera browser?
Oh.
What's it called?
It's for new ones. Sorry.
What?
This one's called Coast. There's also the mini browser.
See, that's my confusion. Opera has two browsers.
Yes.
So
Coast is...
What makes Coast different?
Well,
I'll show you.
It's actually...
First of all, it's free.
Works out really well. Well, yeah, it's totally free. What's nice about it is they've said, you know what we're going to do as a browser?
What?
We're no longer going to give you front and back arrows. You just swipe. You swipe back to go back. You swipe forward to go forward. I think that's really smart. They're forcing you to get used to gestures, and that's what's so great about iOS.
Yeah.
And iPads specifically, because you've got, that nice area. So that's fine. All right. So there's that. You use your current location. That's fine. Remember, and I showed you, that you can have, it's sort of like, it's like little splash pages. So on my homepage, for example, I've got, keep giving
size.
Me the wrong one. Yeah, I've got an old, he's looking for it. Behind the scenes, Burke is helping me with my power cord problems. pay no mind to the man behind the curtain. So I've got my Reddit, my Dig, my YouTube, Gmail, that sort of thing.
Didn't Apple insist that you upgrade your MacBook Air to the most recent version? Is that not a requirement as of February 1st that you have to use the new MacBook Air? I thought they insisted on that.
You mean the...
Or you can't be in the App Store.
The hardware? I get to have a
new
MacBook
Air.
See,
to me, it's the same. You get what I'm saying? You get where I'm going there?
No. They're talking about apps, not the hardware.
Yeah, but what if they said
you have to use
a MacBook Air
2013? Well, what if they said we're all going to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge? Would you like to come?
What if they said we're not going to make the power adapter for that old one? You better get the new one because you can't have that power adapter anymore.
Oh.
They could do that.
Okay. Let's not freak out until that day comes.
Right.
So the Opera Coast browser has no more buttons. You got to swipe.
I don't mind that.
You can set wallpapers.
It's pretty. It's aesthetic.
From your photo roll.
Yeah.
You can. It's got its own built-in media player. It's kind of interesting. A lot of this though is like, it's neat too. Thank you.
Can you not set wallpaper from your photo gallery anyway?
Well, not in the browser itself.
Right.
I mean, look, like that isn't my photo of some buildings. So it's that kind of stuff.
Oh, the wallpaper in the browser.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because look, you know, you've got these little. It's almost like different desktops in OS X, where you can put all of your things.
This interesting
stuff.
The choices of default tabs.
Right. Right. It's actually a really nice. It's a really nice. Oh, that's my history. Yeah. It's a really nice browser, but again, you have to really like the look of it, or I'm not sure that any of these features are going to make it like browser number one.
Right.
What are you doing over there?
I'm playing with it. I like it. I'm just taking a look at it. I mean, it's very pretty. I would use this all the time as my default browser if I could somehow get apps to just launch it instead of Safari.
I know.
Safari actually, when you look at this, feels kind of clunky. This feels more modern.
It does. It's the modern. It's the browser reimagined for a tablet experience. Hey, speaking of tablets, Gabe actually emailed us this report from Boy Genius Report, which is there's a lot of rumors on.
It's a good rumor site.
BGR. It's a good rumor site.
Not all the rumors are true.
That's true, but it's a lot of fun anyway. And this is not the first time we've heard about the idea of Apple coming out with a larger sort of an iPad Pro type model, maybe something in between the iPad Air, because we're like, why are they calling it the iPad Air? Well, because maybe there's an iPad Pro coming.
Right.
Boy Genius Report has a report that comes originally from, I think that this first, where did it start? International Business Times.
About
the 12.9-inch iPad Pro reportedly coming next year. With possibly up to a 4K display?
I don't buy any of this.
That sounds... Why would... What?
I don't buy it.
What would be the point of a 4K display on a 12.9-inch tablet?
I don't buy it. And IB Times is notoriously wrong, frequently wrong. This is I think it's a Taiwanese electronics industry newspaper. I just don't buy it.
It isn't the first time we've heard about some sort of an iPad Pro,
this
though.
This rumor will not die.
I think that part of it is probably... I think there's some weight to that, especially just because of the naming convention.
Well, you look at what Microsoft's doing with their tablets. They have a tablet that's kind of an iPad-like tablet, but then they have the full Windows on a tablet that can really is just a laptop. And Apple could say, well, we have Macintoshes and we have iPads, but we have nothing in between that's like more of a full operating system. Would it run iOS? Would it just be a big iPad? Is that what we're thinking? Honking big iPad.
I just don't...
I think the iPad Air is the right size.
For an individual, I can't see going a whole lot bigger and it having any use at all.
No.
I guess it's some sort of enterprise use.
Maybe
for retail businesses.
Yeah.
But even then, I think, on a coffee shop, it's like, we only have so much counter space.
Plus, that they're going to call it the MaxiPad. And that won't be very much fun.
You know, remember when the iPad came out and
we all said this is a terrible name. Now we're used to it.
We don't even... It's been a long time since I thought about that joke.
You get used to names. I'm reading a great book about the Sopranos. HBO, there only were two notes ever that HBO ever gave David Chase, the creator of the Sopranos. And one was, what the hell's the name the Sopranos? What is it, a bunch of opera singers? Nobody thinks that today.
No.
You get used to it.
You get used to it.
You get used to names.
Although every once in a while, you'll have somebody who's like been living, in Middle Earth for a while, and they go like, what is that show about?
What's an iPad?
And is there a lot of singing?
Sopranos.
It's about, get out of my face.
It's about high voice singers.
Right, yeah. It's very musical.
So big news story this morning.
What?
It's not exactly an iPad story, but the Mac Pro finally is here.
Yeah, apparently it's very quiet.
But we've heard that it's quiet.
Quiet.
We can't hear a thing.
Can't hear a thing. But if you put, I think it was Jason Snell who said on Twitter, he says, put your ear right up to it. You can't hear anything, but it blows hot air right into your ear.
That's nice. I like that.
Kind of fun.
That's good. Don't rush out and get one because, if you were smart enough to try at midnight when they first went on sale, you could get it by the end of the month. Now it ships in February, and I'm sure it's going to get later and later as we do the show. The soonest you could get it is February.
So we were hoping to have one.
I was going to do one today. So what we've decided to do is not order one online, but to run down to an Apple store December 31st and hope that we can get one. Pick it up, personally. Not cheap. The cheapest you can get, $3,000.
Eek.
Easy.
Eek.
To get it over $10,000. Easy.
Yeah, it adds right up.
Yeah, let's just pick a faster processor.
While you're doing that.
A little bit more memory in that sucker.
You know what?
Bigger hard drive.
Do you use Mailbox as an email client?
I love Mailbox.
Love it. I love it too. I talk about it on i5 constantly, and I talked about it on i5 this week.
Have you replaced mail with that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Completely. I never use mail. Ever. Hate it. Love Mailbox. However, some of you might have said, yeah, it's fine because you have all Google-based mail accounts.
Not anymore.
Now you can use iCloud. So your me.com or your iCloud.com will work, and your Yahoo Mail as well. Now, I don't have a Yahoo mail address. Actually, I do just because I want something to test, but it's not an address that I ever use. But I know a lot of people do. So now you can use Mailbox as well. And I guarantee you, it's once you get used to the way that you sort of swipe back and
forth. The thing I don't like about Mailbox is it makes you feel guilty because it's all about inbox zero.
Yeah, you can forget that.
Can I? Because I can never get there.
And in the new latest update, they will allow you to strip out that sort of helpful, would you like us to help you get to inbox zero, you loser, who obviously can't manage his email.
I have 22,000 unread messages. There's no way I'm getting inbox zero anytime soon.
You could commit inbox suicide, and just start over.
I think we call it amnesty. Don't we? What is the name for that? When you're saying you wipe out.
It's committing inbox suicide.
You start all over again.
You just say
that seems grim.
You're ending it all. You're ending it all.
Email bankruptcy. Thank you, Patrick Delahanty.
Oh, fine.
He is.
Make
that
it
is
about money, Patrick.
It's all about
money. It's always about money
with
Patrick.
I'm declaring bankruptcy. But that's in finance where you say, look, I can't keep up with my payments. I'm going to start fresh.
Yep.
And that's the
11th
same thing.
Chapter.
Yes.
It's always a good read.
In your memoir, I'm sure you should talk about that.
Yeah.
In your chapter 11.
I have some
11.
Bankruptcy in my past. Not myself specifically, but I know people who have gone through that.
More and more of that all the time.
It happens.
So I'm going to declare email bankruptcy, start over.
Yes.
I feel guilty.
Well, don't. You're not going to respond to any of those anyway.
No,
you don't even read my emails anymore. Sometimes they're really important.
Did you send me an email lately?
No, I've stopped.
I did stop.
Not even going to try.
You're in my VIP inbox. I have a VIP inbox for you.
Well,
so that I don't miss your email.
But you do. So that doesn't work very well. Bankruptcy for all. All right.
Bankruptcy fraud, I thought you said.
No.
That would put
you into bankruptcy court.
That's right. That would be right.
So, yeah, make sure you're really bankrupt.
There are a lot. There's MailPilot. We've also talked about that.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of other choices for email.
True.
There's that new one that nobody can get into.
Yeah, and we keep getting people asking us, tell us more. And I'm like...
Well, I was in it, and then I don't know what happened. I used it with a developer. They had to rename it because there was a conflict.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what the new name is, but apparently nobody's gotten into it lately. So maybe they're having trouble scaling.
Cool story.
Without the name, it makes not doesn't
right,
make, it's really not meaningful.
There's an email.
Want to say Mail Pop?
There's an email client, and it's just nobody can get in there. So it's out there though.
I'm gonna
somebody
chat room
on
is
it.
Gonna remind me of the name. Right, chat room. You're gonna remind
somebody
me.
Keeps asking me about
whatever happened to that
email,
app.
And I'm like, I never had it, so
I did.
Know. Well, aren't you cool?
Not
Mailbox. We just talked about Mailbox.
I used it to chat with the creator. It was really fun. It's an iPhone only, so that's one of the reasons we don't talk about it so much.
But. Yeah, we try unless it's awesome. to keep iPhone stuff that's not optimized for iPad off of this show because it's for iPad enthusiasts, but there obviously is some crossover. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to get some emails fired up for reading after our next break.
All righty. Oh. Sarah Lane, Leo Laporte, iPad Today. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
If you are using an older iPad and you feel it might be time to step up to an iPad Air or an iPad Mini with Retina display, you ought to know about Gazelle. It's the easiest, the simplest, the fastest way to get cash for your old gadget so you can get something new. Now, if you visit gazelle.com, you'll see the range of stuff they'll buy. Of course, iPhones and iPads, but also cell phones from HTC and BlackBerry and Samsung. They'll buy tablets from almost everybody, including Google and Microsoft. What you do is you go to Gazelle and you get a quote. Now, these are not going to lock you in. Here's your iPhone 5, let's say. You got a Verizon iPhone 5, 32 gigabytes. How much would I get? Wow, $245. So now, that quote is guaranteed good for 1 month, 30 days. So go back and do some more. Put together a whole list of things. Once you're ready to pull the trigger, you check out. They'll send you a box plus shipping. So on anything worth more than a buck, you do not pay for shipping. They will even buy broken iPhones. And then they'll send you a check, they'll send you a PayPal credit, or if you want it instantly, or, and this is my tip for you, if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, get the Amazon gift card, because they bump the value that they'll pay you by 5%. No wonder they've had 1.5 million trade-ins. They've paid out more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. Gazelle.com. The key is to go there right now and get that quote, because I guarantee you one thing, nothing... None of our gadgets is gaining in value. They're all less valuable every day. Get that quote today. You don't have to act on it for 30 days. Gazelle.com. You deserve the new iPad. You deserve the new iPhone. You deserve the new thing.
I'll say.
But there's no reason to throw that old one in the drawer. You know, I'm getting... Abby wanted a 5C for Christmas. She really... She was using a 4S. It was time for her upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want the 5S, the fingerprint one. She wanted the nice color back. So that 4S, where's it going? Well, of course, gazelle.com. Try it today.
Love Gazelle. I've got all sorts of gadgets I'm sending to Gazelle before I move.
Yeah,
why
yeah, you don't want to move
them?
It.
Why get a box for my gadgets when I could just get money to
I wish
my
Gazelle
moves?
Bought, like, old vacuum cleaners, dishes, dust rags.
Smelly old socks.
Socks.
Mm-hmm.
That mailman keeps leaving his socks at my house. I can't understand why. USPS brand.
And why is he in your bedroom?
Well, I just figure he's wanted. You know, it's very personal service. You want to drop that package off.
Sure, sure. Yeah. It's truly door-to-door.
It was so, called you know Ping. My world's right. It was called Ping.
Oh, Ping.
Or Mail Ping.
Yeah, no, sir. I think it was just Ping.
Just Ping?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's right. Gosh,
yeah, I love
forgot
it.
About that.
I really
And I thought
love
it was weird because it was confusing because of Ping...
Right.
There was some dispute on being able to use the name. Hey, this just in. I just got an email from Square that there's a new cash app, which is cool because...
Well, we use Pay with Square to pay at the coffee shop down
yes.
the street.
Yes. There's also Pay Between Friends via email.
Yeah.
But this is actually an app for anybody who...
Oh, Square Cash.
Yeah. So this is like... Hey, Leo, let me, you know...
Send me some money.
Yeah.
So we've mentioned
we're
Venmo.
We're splitting the bill at dinner type
right.
of a thing.
Right. You use Venmo
yep.
for that.
Yep,
the difference is that Venmo, you have to kind of deposit into a Venmo account.
You always...
I get this wrong every time.
Basically, everything you're saying is not true.
Okay.
You just...
But it's not a direct cash transaction.
Well, it is because you link it to your bank account.
Okay.
So it's like...
So if you send me $20, it would end up in my bank account?
Yeah, and it comes from mine. Venmo is just the middleman.
Okay.
It's the nice middleman interface.
They don't store it in the middle at any point?
Well, if you give me money in Venmo, then it's like, yeah, you have a $50...
It stays at Venmo till you cash it out.
Right. But they don't charge you for that.
No, why should they? They're using your money. You should charge them for that.
Yeah. Get
of course em. They don't charge
so
you for that.
So this is Square Cash. This is basically... It's
Hop.
It's an iPhone app.
Ping is now Hop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the email app that I was talking about.
So this is pretty much for everybody who are like, but wait, how do I send something to somebody via email? Because it's a little bit weird considering that Square is all about the apps and the dongles and everything that you use Square to send something to someone in an email. It's almost too easy. So if I'm like, all right, Leo, $10... and then it's just basically giving you, it's holding your hand through the process
right.
of me sending this money to you.
Now, do they send it directly, or do you have to cash out, or...
So, okay, so here's the way that it works is if I send this to leoville.com, all you have to do is cc cash at square.com.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that you have to remember, and you don't need this app to do that. You could do that just via email.
Right.
But you do have to make sure that your bank account is linked to Square. Like, that's something that you have to set up. So what if you don't have that set up already,
right,
you'll get a notification, hey, Sarah wants to send you money. Let us know where to deposit it.
Right.
So that's... That's what you... Each person obviously has to have a legitimate place to draw funds
from.
Sense.
That makes sense.
I don't just get to say, ooh, Square, can I have $40 to pay Leo back for that really expensive... I don't know.
But you give them a credit card. They just take it out of your credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, Google Wallet does that, too.
They're all the same. Yeah. But now you can do it via
With
Square. There you go. Well, you could do it via Square already. Now you have an app for that. They make it very easy. I really like Square. I use Square every morning at Sight Glass Coffee. And I'm still not the mayor because you know who is? O'Malik. He's checked in there over 1,000 times.
Where?
At Sight Glass Coffee.
Sight Glass.
And I'm the one who lives next door. He didn't even live close.
Do you ever see him there?
Yes.
Oh.
He lives there.
Oh.
Sort of.
Yeah, he's like moved in.
He's there all the time.
So that means he probably lives in the neighborhood.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
He doesn't? He just goes there?
It's like a 20-minute walk.
Is it on the way to Giga Ohm?
No, it isn't.
Well, I think he's poaching on your territory. That's your coffee shop.
Yeah.
Not his.
Yeah.
You should be the mayor.
I was, and he was very upset.
You should not be allowed to be mayor of something that's not within your neighborhood.
He's very upset. Well, he's going, though.
It's,
you could argue
it's
that he
way.
Cares more than I do.
Yeah, he does.
It's the nearest coffee
he
shop
works harder.
To me. He works hard for the coffee.
Was he mad? He said, you stole my mayorship?
He said that I ruined his life, and he wasn't kidding. But he got it back.
Wow.
I know.
Does anybody even do that anymore?
Yes. Om and I.
Guess you're the
I'm
last
also
two
fighting
four
with someone for mayorship of my gym.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel good, because if I'm mayor, I'm like, dude, I am going the most. I feel good about that.
Here's the question I have.
What?
I don't want to sidetrack the show or anything.
Well, it's too late for
Why
that.
Why not? Should an employee be allowed to check in, say, at Sight Glass or the gym? Because they're there every day. They would have this inside track.
My answer is no.
I agree.
If you're an employee there requiring you to be there because
you
you're getting
not
paid,
check in. You should not check
you
in.
You can't be the mayor.
Well, that's what happened at my gym. Some employee did unthrown me as mayor.
You know, I'm starting to suspect that Jenny, mayor of Club One, Yerba Buena, works there. And I'm going to track down every single Pilates instructor, every towel folder.
Is your name Jenny? Is your name Jenny?
Get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Get out!
Now I understand. Om took a job at Sight Glass. He's working there. He's an employee.
Maybe he is.
This is backup in case
I wouldn't doubt
thing.
It. He's got a lot of talent. Yeah. We got an email from Dana who says a couple things about that 12 Days of Gifts app. We talked about that last week. But it doesn't actually go into effect
until
the 26th.
I'm still waiting.
Until the 26th. It's next week. Dana says, first of all, it's only good
for
iOS.
I just got a gift. Open it. It says, we hope you enjoy the 12 Days of Gifts app from iTunes. Here's a gift to get you started.
Oh.
Quick, everybody.
Get
Even though
gifts.
There's only 7 days left,
Ooh.
We all get Ooh. A copy of the
I
new Lorde
too.
Single.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Is that how you pronounce that, by
yes.
the way? It's not Lorde.
No, it's Lorde. What? View gift.
Well, what? So there'll be another one December 26th, but they probably heard us slamming them because of this whole thing of no gifts till after Christmas. Now I get the new No Better single from Lorde. Get album? No, I just want the single. Now see, they're making me buy the album.
Interesting.
Okay, free.
Well, hold on a second. Where does the single go?
She's 17. Unbelievable.
I know. Makes me feel awful.
She's accomplished more at the age of 17 than both of us together.
Well, I don't think she knows much about iOS apps. Tell you that much, Lorde. Yes, you're very cute.
All right, done.
Yeah, that's okay.
So that you get, Joe, go check your 12 gifts of 12 days of gifts.
I love my free gifts.
Thank you, Apple. They surprised us.
I
it's
hope
still
that
7 days.
Silences the haters who say, oh, it's only going to be
silenced
junk
me.
That no one wants. Lorde is a very big deal
yep.
right now.
She's from New Zealand.
Dana says, this is only good for iOS 7, though. So that's something to keep in mind. And she says that, yes, there are iOS 7 issues with iPads, and that's why I haven't upgraded.
So maybe this is your reward for putting up with iOS 7.
Yeah, right. And she says, this is an app that's tailor-made for iPad today. By the way, Dana, you could be a man, so I should stop using...
You're
Dana. We don't know anything more about you. Dana says, this is an app tailor-made for iPad today. The 12 Days of Apps counts down to Little Christmas, or Feast of the Epiphany, which is the first day of the new time for iPad today, January 6th.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's a little epiphany. I just had one right there.
A little epiphany. You know,
either
I had,
that or it was a stroke.
I don't know much about Catholicism.
Just a small stroke.
So I had to look it up, but it's a real thing.
Little Christmas.
Yeah. It's the epiphany.
Epiphany.
It's like ancient Scottish tradition or something?
Scottish? No.
No? I don't know.
It would be biblical.
Oh. Well, they like the Bible,
yeah.
I think.
Scots love the Bible.
I don't know anything about that. No, but I think that's the Feast of the Epiphany. There's some sort of Scottish roots. Oh, I don't know.
No, I think it's in the traditional calendar.
Well, maybe they... I don't know. I think I just made that up. Never mind.
You did too.
Yeah. So, Ellen...
That's good. I like it.
You like it?
Mac Epiphany.
It was started in Scotland.
Scotland.
The Feast of the Epiphany.
But Little Christmas is what cracks me up. It's called Little Christmas.
Little Christmas on January 6th.
Boy.
There's no reason to feel bad after the first.
I was born on Little Christmas.
Just celebration's just starting. We're going to have a Little Christmas next.
I'm going to look that
It's like
up.
Christmas, but smaller.
Little baby Christmas.
It's a little baby Christmas.
But I'm sure it's tied to some ecclesiastical calendar. It has something to do with something.
Something like that.
I'm going to look it up.
Can I just read something really nice from Alan in the UK? Yeah. Alan in the UK wrote us something, and it warmed my cold black heart, and I thought that I would share it with you. What?
Little Christmas. The name Little Christmas is Irish. The Feast of the Epiphany is the big name. Little Christmas is the Irish name.
Except that, why did I get Scotland? I should know better.
Well, you know.
Gaelic. That's what I read, and I made it... I made it into a Scottish thing.
It's the traditional end of the Christmas season and the last days of the Christmas holidays. In the Scottish Highlands, the term Little Christmas is applied to New Year's Day. So Scottish Little Christmas is January 1st. Irish Little Christmas is January 6th. I understand your confusion now.
Oh.
And we've learned
more
about this.
Obviously, I like the Irish one better. So January 6th is the fun little Christmas day.
Well, don't forget the Transalpine Redemptorists.
Okay, but they're no Irish.
They live on Papa Stronsay, and they celebrate Little Christmas on the 25th day of every month.
Oh!
Woo!
Stop at December?
Except for December.
Oh, God. They're backward. They're like bizarro worlds.
Well, if you live in Papa Stronsay...
You're like, it's every day your unbirthday to Papa Stronsay's.
Yeah.
Ellen in the UK wrote us something really nice and says, as an 83-year-old retired airline pilot who would like...
Wait a minute. I'm not done. In Norway and Sweden, Little Christmas is the 13th of January, the day when ornaments must be removed from the Christmas trees and any leftover food must be eaten.
Awesome.
I think that's a health regulation. If you haven't
eaten leftover food... Take down those ornaments and eat that mincemeat pie.
By the 13th.
Doesn't matter how long it's been out. That's the rule.
It's finished that. Wow.
Eat it.
Wow.
Eat it.
I'm sorry. You were reading an email. I'm sorry.
I was reading a very nice email from Alan in the UK.
I'm sorry, Alan. Go ahead.
As an 83-year-old retired airline pilot who would like you both to know I watch your show every week without fail.
Thank you, Alan.
I enjoy the banter between the two of you. You work so well together. I've introduced your show to my relations in Australia and South Africa.
Wow.
Do have a super and happy Christmas, and may I ask for a very healthy new year for all of us.
Thank you, Alan. I agree. What a sweet email.
I thought so.
I love that.
People send us nice stuff, but there was something about
this one
that just... It just resonated.
Yeah, that's nice.
I thought it was very nice. And please do have a super happy Christmas as well. We should all start saying that. Forget this merry stuff. Have a super freaking happy Christmas now. Mark wrote us and said, mirroring on the iPad to the Apple TV. That's something that you can do.
Christmas
airplane mirroring.
Is also called Women's Christmas in Ireland. Or Women's Little Christmas.
What?
In Ireland, yeah.
What?
The tradition is very strong in Cork and Kerry.
Is it because
you know why?
The women...
Irish men take on the household duties for the day. One day a year.
Is that really?
One day a year. I'll wash the dishes, do the laundry, sweep the floor. 364 days, it's all yours.
Is that what it says in there? That's what Little Christmas is?
That's one.
Is
most women
rest?
Hold parties or go out to celebrate the day with their friends, sisters, mothers, and aunts. Bars and restaurants serve mostly women and girls on this night. Children often buy presents for their mothers and grandmothers. This is in Cork and Kerry counties in Ireland. Women's Little Christmas.
Girlfriends, you can get a lot more Little Christmases throughout the year. Play your cards right.
I agree. That seems scant.
I would not take that deal. That is bull.
One day a year.
That's a lot of bull.
I'm going to do housework one day a year. You get to go drink one day a year. That's it.
Happy Little Christmas.
Have a great Little Women's Christmas.
Have so much fun. Come back before midnight.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be hungry.
I got sweeping for you
from all this work. Mm. Mark says a couple things about marrying the iPad to the Apple TV. He says, I found this useful on some racing games. If they make you tilt the iPad as a steering wheel, it's a lot easier.
Yes.
Less dizzying. I know you agree. If you play them on the Apple TV and just don't even look at the iPad at all. That's definitely, it's fun too.
Think of your iPad as a steering wheel and you're watching the big screen. This is the best reason to use AirPlay.
Yeah. And then he says something that we've talked about before, but it's definitely worth mentioning, especially if you've never played around with AirPlay Marion. He says, on a video app that doesn't support AirPlay, you can use Marion to send it to the Apple TV anyway. It'll come through not perfectly stretched to the dimensions of the TV, but it can be helpful.
Oh, yeah. You can screen AirPlay the screen.
Exactly.
In other words,
There have been a couple times where, like a Wimbledon match or something's happening and it's not you can watch it on the internet and there's no actual AirPlay. This happened
the
to me
Super
a couple
Bowl.
Years ago.
They won't stream the Super Bowl on your TV. So I guess everybody gets the Super Bowl on their TV, so that's a dumb example.
Well, that's not necessarily. What if you don't have
If you don't have that channel.
I was about to say, what if you don't have a TV and then you know what? It doesn't really work. You really do need the Apple TV in order to make AirPlay and Marion work.
The biggest problem I have with AirPlaying the whole screen, and it's not great for games, is there's lag. So obviously if you're steering, it'd be better to have a game that supported AirPlay as opposed to trying to AirPlay the screen.
Exactly. So we got an email from AJ, a.k.a. Archego, from New York. And he has a little bit of insight on why. Remember when I said go to Spotlight and enter a period, and then we had all of the, and we were like, why are they in the order that they're in? AJ says, when you enter a period or another symbol that shows the entire list of apps on your device, you wondered about why the order seemed random. Every app has a unique ID. For example, Dropbox is 1C56C032, etc., where the application is installed. Most likely, the order shown in Spotlight is based on this ID. And then he says, there's actually a jailbreak application. We don't really talk about jailbreak apps too much on the show, but something called iFile, where he says you can view your installed apps that are located on your iPad, did you really?
Yeah, I installed that right before the show.
I didn't know you jailbroke your iPad.
So you can get iFile the unjailbreak version as well.
Oh, interesting.
It's a file manager. It'd be better. I took it off. I should see if you can do it without jailbreaking. But that app ID should be visible. I bet you can do it without jailbreaking.
Maybe. I don't know how. Brian, do you have that photo? That he took a picture of. Yeah, so it ends up.
These are the app IDs.
Yeah, no.
They're GUIDs. They're unique IDs.
Right. For me, no part of me wants my iPad to look a little bit more like.
You never want to see
the old way that we organize stuff in folders. In operating systems. This is just not for me. That's the beauty of iOS, but. That is something that some people like. Yeah.
One thing you might note is that apps are not apps. They're folders.
Right.
That contain all sorts of stuff.
Little pieces of code.
That's true on the Macintosh as well.
Macintosh. I haven't heard it called that in a while.
Macintosh.
When's the last time Apple said Macintosh? For any other reason than nostalgia,
Do they say Mac? Has Mac replaced it?
They haven't said Macintosh in a long time. Because they're Macs.
They're Macs.
They're not Macintoshes.
I guess you're right.
Macintosh I don't know. I'd like to know that.
Mackay.
Reminder, we love hearing from you. It was all emails this week, but we love our emails, our voicemails. You send us videos. You send us photos of your animals. It's just great. We love you. So write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or send us a video, upload it somewhere, and send us the link.
You'll be particularly loved by Sarah if you sent her a picture of a cat.
SOS correcto.
Our show today brought to you by... let me launch Hulu Plus. This is, you know, it's great because what we get a lot of advertisers that show you how you can do stuff on your iPad. Hulu Plus lets you binge on TV shows, catch up on episodes of your favorite current shows that you've missed. It lets you watch favorites like Jimmy Kimmel Live or Shark Tank, Family Guy. And they've got trailers on here, too, which is fun. There's Anchorman 2 coming December 18th to theaters. You know, The Voice is one of those shows. How can I say this? I really prefer watching The Voice on Hulu Plus because I can go right to the singing part, you know? And they have Hulu Originals, The Wrong Mans. That's, by the way, correct.
Hello, Adam Levine.
Hello, Adam Levine.
How are you?
Yeah.
I wish you didn't do those proactive commercials. It really dampens the mood.
What kind? Proactive?
Yeah, it's for acne. So you see these like pictures of Adam Levine not looking so hot.
Did he have pimples?
Well, proactive is like, it's a lot of celebrity endorsements.
Oh, you know why? Because they wear a lot of makeup. It's bad for your skin.
Hey,
look at me.
I don't have perfect skin either. I just don't want to think about Adam Levine having a lot of...
I'll do a proactive ad.
Would you?
Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docu-series that takes you behind the... Well, we're having trouble with our internet, unfortunately. Behind the scenes of sports mascots. There's also a great collection of ad-free movies and content. And kids' content. $7.99 a month. That's a great deal to catch up on TV shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. It is perfect for the holidays. For the next... I love CeeLo. Look at that shirt. And Christina Aguilera, look at that hair. And Adam Levine, you're getting so old. HuluPlus.com/iPad today. And, of course, who could forget the fabulous Ryan Seacrest? HuluPlus.com/iPad today. You can, this is just, you know what, he is a nerd, but I like him. She's going to go. She's not going to be the voice.
God, you really... You're feeling very invested in this.
Serious about this show.
Wow.
HuluPlus.com/iPad today. Just in time for the holidays. 2 weeks so you can get right through the New Year's. If you've got family and friends coming over, take advantage of this offer. HuluPlus.com/iPad today.
How I watch The Daily Show. We've talked about Saturday Night Live.
It's so much easier. You don't have to stay up late.
You just don't think about it. You just watch stuff.
Just watch stuff.
Yeah. You got your little queue of new episodes of shows that you watch.
I love that Greg Kinnear, he's so great. He's such a talent.
I do. He is good, isn't he?
I think he's just funny.
Yeah.
I'm turning into that.
I've never understood these shows. They're so contrived and
this
silly.
This one's good.
No, they're all the same. All of my friends say that about The Voice. They say, no, this one's really different.
You know
really
why? Because they can't see the person. They can just hear their voice.
And then they hit
the big red knob and their chair whisks around and they go, you're ugly.
Oh, and then they do this whole like, ooh, Christina's mad at Adam. It's all fake. Like Worldwide Federation
of
Wrestling.
Okay, I wasn't going to say this.
What?
But that's why I watch it on Hulu Plus because I don't want to watch that part.
You just want to watch the good singing.
I just want to watch the singing.
Sure. See what everybody's wearing and then watch the singers.
It's the same thing for Saturday Night Live. I don't want to watch the whole Saturday Night Live. I just want to see, you know, when Alec Baldwin goes off on his kids. And so that's why I love that stuff. Is it time to put on
festive
hats? Oh, that one, you know.
My hat does something, doesn't it?
It does.
How do I do it?
You want me to push your buttons?
Yeah.
Oh, festive.
I don't like the way it's like an animal.
It's like it's alive,
like
especially when it jiggles.
Animal.
It's like you've got a ferret in your hat.
I feel like it.
There's a little ferret in your hat.
Stop the ferret. Help. I have a ferret
don't
in my
hat. Don't you love it?
No. Okay.
And you know why I'm wearing this? Well, first of all, because Liz gave it to me. Second of all, you never know. At any time, lights could fall from the ceiling in this studio. It's getting to be that age.
Well, also, Niners, hey, 4 wins
and
in a row.
And Niners, because I'm going on Monday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers,
Lucky.
Atlanta Falcons. The last regular season game at the Stick. I was at the last Giants game at Candlestick Park, and then they moved to their downtown stadium. Mm-hmm. The Niners are moving to San Jose. Their brand new stadium will start next year.
Santa Clara for the poopies.
Yeah. But I gotta say, I have a lot of history with Candlestick Park. I've been going to a lot of games there for probably 20 years, and so I'm thrilled that I'm gonna get to see that last game. There's gonna be a lot of ceremonies, And then I'm wearing my hard hat because they're giving all the fans a sledgehammer. And we can knock the stadium down after the game.
I'm so sad.
It's going to be fun.
I'm not going to get into it on the show, but I'm very sad about the whole thing.
You love Candlestick Park?
I love Candlestick.
It's a dump.
I don't care. I like that dump.
It's also cold
it's
and windy.
It's my dump.
It is our dump, yeah.
I went on a 5K at Candlestick on
Did
Saturday.
You? This Saturday?
Yeah.
Would you run around and around and around?
Kind of.
It's not that
it
big.
It was weird. People pour through, like...
Water?
Cornstarch on us.
So you were powdery? Mm-hmm. You looked like a Budo dancer?
I looked terrible. Really bad.
Did they do colors?
Yeah.
It's so like it was a, like the Diwali a, thing. Yeah.
Well.
I follow that on Instagram.
Yeah, a little
I
bit.
I wonder. I look at the people. I go, isn't that bad for your lungs to inhale all that blue
dust? It
probably
was. I didn't like the experience all that
so
much.
So you're all colorful?
But hey, you try everything once, right?
The reason we wear hats.
Festive caps.
Is we're about to give some lucky app or application our app cap award.
That's correct. And why not do it while wearing festive hats? My app, we have talked about in the past, but it's never been optimized for iPad until now.
Ooh.
And that is Yahoo Weather. This is the best part of Yahoo.
I actually love Yahoo Weather. I have it on all my phones.
Me too.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You know what I like about it? It gives you pictures. If it has pictures on Flickr from where you are, it'll have... Not a good Petaluma picture.
It's
but.
Not. But you know what's cool about it too is that not only is it a picture that's relevant... But it's a picture that's sort of relevant to the time of day.
I love it.
Isn't that great? Like, this is actually a Creative Commons photo from, you know, New York that is, you know, appropriate for 6:05 p.m.
Sunset in New York City.
Yeah. You got
it's
Barcelona.
Rain in
it's dark and rainy. Look at Paris.
Oh, that's beautiful. What is that?
It's Notre Dame.
Is that Notre Dame?
Yeah, yeah. Because there's the river.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You got Delhi.
So sometimes in Petaluma, it'll show
downtown.
The sun's
just starting to come up.
It's so cool.
It's great.
So even if you live in a small town like we do, you might have a picture of your town and the weather.
And not just that, but you can really drill down into what's going on. So you got, okay, Paris. Let's say, I don't know, I'm going to land in a few hours. It's like, okay, well, here's the forecast hour by hour. You can, kind of go through all of that. You've got your days. You know, you can only go so many days in the future. But you can kind of see what's going on for all of this stuff. If you want to... edit your locations, your current locations or your favorites, that sort of thing. You can do that here. They also make it really easy for you to download other Yahoo apps. Or, you could say something like, let's say you're, on vacation in Bermuda. And,
Ooh.
You want to send it to somebody. And so you, basically want to send a weather snapshot to somebody and be like, ha-ha, look at what I'm enjoying right now. You can do that, too. Or, of course, you can go ahead and add, pick a city, any city.
Memphis.
Tennessee. There are a lot of Memphi out there. There's Memphis, 5:06 p.m. Neat. I don't know. Somebody took a picture of the sky in Memphis one of these days. And it's pretty temperate, almost 60 degrees.
It's a beautiful day in Memphis.
Beautiful day in Memphis,
I'd
indeed.
I'd like to go walk in Memphis.
Certainly nicer than...
It's where the king was born.
Come on, Memphis. What's wrong with you? There you go. Well, Delhi is pretty nice, too, to say. Paris is...
That's a beautiful picture.
Isn't that
you
nice?
You should. There's certain towns, London, Paris, Madrid, you should just have on this app just so you get pictures.
Yeah.
New York, look at that. There's a different one now.
Isn't that weird? That doesn't even really look like New York.
It doesn't.
It's very...
That's the New Jersey side of New York.
Yeah. Well...
Maybe that's Long Island.
No. That's just the west side. Anyway, yeah, it's good stuff.
Look.
Yeah, San Francisco. There's where all the ferries come and go from.
Take a long walk off a short pier.
Please do.
We just got blue. Come on.
This is a great app.
Come on.
It's free. It's just the weather, but everybody needs to access the weather on a regular basis. This is nicer than your native weather app. It just is.
And it's free.
It's free. Do it now.
Yeah, I do. I put it on all my devices. I'm glad it's on the iPad now.
I mean, thanks, Yahoo.
I mean, weather. Come on. Weather's a silly thing. You don't really need an app. You can just look out the window, but what the heck.
Yeah.
So I was going to mention this last week when it came out, but I forgot we had other things we were doing. So The Room 2 is out. Now, you remember I showed you The Room... This was, I think, the game of the year last year on iOS. Really beautiful. If you ever played Myst or any of those puzzle games, we have a rich environment, and you're interacting with it to solve a mystery. The Room 2 is kind of the sequel to The Room. You'll recognize it immediately. Many of the same kind, not the same puzzle, but the same kind of look and feel. It's a beautiful atmospheric game. This would be another good one to download for the holidays if you have some time to kill. You start off, we're in a room, and we have to solve
a mystery. You can interact with these devices, zoom in on them a little bit, do things with them, and looks like something should fit in here. I wonder whatever it is. We have to go search around the room for something to fit in there. It is challenging. I got to warn you. You have a little eyepiece. You can look at things and see if you see a fingerprint or some sort of clue as to how this might be manipulated. There are other rooms, obviously. There's other inventory. And it's nice. You got hints. I should insert the metal piece into an indentation on the square table. Oh, I thought I already did that. Let me go back here. I found a little metal piece here. Let's zoom out and go over to this table over here and insert this. Oh, look at that. Doesn't that look like this would fit in there? Let's try it. Zoom. Boom. Oh, and something slid over. Looks like another piece is still missing. So we're going to have to investigate. This is a hard puzzle. I don't know if you played the room one, but if you did, you'll recognize it immediately, and I think you'll enjoy it. The sequel is here, Room 2. And this will take you to another world for a while.
What? $5.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
It should be challenging for $5. Well, you want to spend some time.
Yeah, you'll spend some time.
The other
pick, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about cool gifts for iPad lovers. This is the Slope, and I talked about it, but I had ordered it. It hadn't come yet. The idea of this, it has something they call a nano suction material on the top and the bottom.
Ooh.
That comes with a cover, which you should save because then it'll keep it from getting dusty. But this is essentially a removable stick'em, like gecko feet. So perfect. I use this all the time. I put this on the breakfast table. Anything that is smooth, glass is, of course, great. It'll stick to. And then the iPad, and you can stick it in any orientation you want, but let's do it in portrait, or rather landscape mode. We'll do it like that. And then it, and the thing is, you can tap it. It really
sticks. It's really stuck on there.
Yeah.
I mean, the stand you have it on right now is not that sturdy, but if it was like a nice big table, nothing's moving.
Right.
Or counter. Right.
And it's really on there.
Yeah.
Now, they say if you can't peel it off, you just put it in the freezer for 30 seconds. When the nano suction material gets cold, it loses its ability to stick.
But
so it's very easy
to
remove.
If it's stuck to your countertop, you can't put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
You just got to pull.
Yeah, it comes off. I haven't had any trouble.
Yeah.
This was a Kickstarter. You could see they raised $90,000 a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Slope, and the website is dekke.net. And by the way, as you can see, it doesn't have to be an iPad. It could be anything with a smooth back. So any tablet this would work with. They have sizes, two sizes, big and small, one for that's suitable for a larger iPad like the iPad Air, one that's suitable for the iPad Mini. I got both. I really love this. In fact, Michael keeps stealing mine because he likes it so much. I might have to give him one for Christmas. He likes to play iPad games, and it's just the right angle. In fact, sometimes I'll put this in portrait mode. Just because now this feels like I could, like I'm reading a book, or like when I play my chess game, you really feel like you're looking at a chess set. It's really great. I'll show you what it looks like with a game. So it really is great. I love this, and it's about, they had a sale. I don't know if it's still on, $50 for the big one, something like that.
Beautiful.
Dekke.net, D-E-K-K-E. .net. Yes, you could put it on a windshield. I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't, that's stupid.
How is that helping
helping anybody in the world?
Well,
it's just to show that it sticks on any surface.
You go to a drive-in and they bring you a soda pop. You roll down the window and just put it right on there.
Or you're the guy who's changing your oil. He's on his back. He's going in, and he's like, "Can you put
it'll
the game
stick
on?"
To, I could you stick it to
you have a sling,
this.
Sling box, it'll, right?
Yes, for watching TV, it's great.
And then you say,
I have it. I actually stick it everywhere, like on my bedside table and stuff. It's just if you use this for some people use their iPad for a alarm clock, it'd be perfect.
Perfecto.
Perfecto.
Well, it's time for us to
peace
out of this show.
Peace out. As Greg Kinnear always says at the end of his show, American Bandstand.
Peace out, America, and the world, because iPad Today is an international show. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time. For everybody who's watching the live version, it's like in an hour. But everybody else, it'll be next week for our special holiday year in review edition of iPad Today. Until then, ow!